Blackstone Audio presents A Pinch of Poison by Claudia Bishop. This book is read by Justine Eyre. For Helen and Les, with love. Chapter 1. Margaret Quilliam flipped another page in the tabloid-sized newspaper, bolted upright, and shrieked,
"My God!"
She shook her head.
"This is outrageous. Like discovering Martha Stewart's had a sex change operation, or that Julia Child binged on Twinkies. I can't believe I didn't take a look at this when it was published a week ago."
"We've been busy," said Quill shortly. "The new restaurant's taking up more time than I thought it would."
"Yeah, but Quill, there's no excuse, with Doreen so annoyed with you."
"Doreen is not annoyed with me."
"She's annoyed at both of us," said Meg comfortably. "Which is why she didn't let us know about this outrageous newspaper, I expect. I wish I'd gotten down to the diner for the gossip this week. It must be fierce. And by God, it says the next issue's due out today. I'll bet everyone's all of a doodah. Well, you needed a murder to solve. Sure as heck, somebody in town will knock this bozo off. Detecting will be good for you. It'll pull you right out of this depression you're in."
Sarah Quilliam ignored her sister, concentrating instead on the arriving guests list. She penciled query sashimi next to the names Sakura Kenji and Sakura Toshiro, then wondered where they'd find fresh fish. Ken Sakura taught art commentary at Cornell. Toshiro must be his father. She didn't really paint anymore, and it was too much to expect that someone like Ken Sakura had heard of her, but still. Sushi would be nice, a gesture. She dropped the list onto the wrought iron tabletop and sighed. Meg's comment about depression was an exaggeration, like her reaction to